Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman in the house, and good to see you again, Tom. How are you?
Good to see you, buddy. Can I just start with this? Just get it out of the way.
What's that?
How the heck did Cal pull that off? How did he go into Rupp?
Could you cut his mic, please?
I mean,
I'm sorry.
That is incredible. Because I didn't get to see the game, so I'm just curious. I just wanted your perspective how that happened.
He came back to Kentucky. He really wanted to stick it to the fans, and he started the three players that played for Kentucky last year, and I think they had a little chip on their shoulder.
Smart on his part.
And they scored a combined 50-some points between them. And they couldn't miss when they shot three-point shots, which they haven't done all season. They're 1-6 in the SEC.
Isn't that incredible? They've sucked
in every game.
I know.
And they came in and played like NCAA champs on Saturday night.
It's amazing what sports can do. You know, just a little bit of motivation, whatever that is for you. And for them, it was that to help
their coach.
And, you know, so they get the win. It was that was almost not as disastrous, but almost like, remember when Mike Krzyzewski last home game at Cameron, and you know, this big festive day, and North Carolina comes in there and beats him,
smacks him,
you know. Yeah. But anyway, Kentucky will be fine. I've told you that. Pope's the right guy. He's a very positive guy, which is
hurt.
It's a good thing, but I know that one hurt a little bit.
The only thing that'll make that better is if Arkansas still doesn't make the tournament at the end of the year, which I think they're going to have a tough climb at this point.
They're going to have a very difficult climb. Anyone that wins the SEC tournament, that's almost like winning the national championship at this point. They'll have trouble doing that. I'll tell you, I'm going to give you a dark horse Final Four candidate right now, Missouri. I'm not kidding. Missouri is really, really good. Based on what I saw Saturday, I don't know who stops them if they play like that. I mean, they couldn't miss a shot from the outside. They went to Mississippi State, the 14th ranked team in the country, and they drilled them.
Yes.
88-61. Caleb Grill was making threes from 40 feet away. He was out of his mind. The first shot that he made, you could just see the confidence. Then he's like, I'll just shoot it from here and over here and over here. He made six threes. This actually shocked me, and I've been following Mizzou basketball my whole life. It was the biggest margin of victory against a ranked opponent on the road in Missouri history, 27 points. The previous 13-point win at Kansas State in 1956.
Wow.
What? Now, I'm sure they've won a lot of games against ranked opponents on the road by maybe 7, 8, 9 points. But by 27 points, it was a heck of a win. I mean, really, really impressive. Now, Missouri's going to have a big challenge on its hands again at Tennessee on Wednesday.
They're eight, right?
Yeah, but they've already won at Florida. They've won at Florida.
They've proven they can win on the road.
They've won at Mississippi State. They beat Ole Miss, a really good team at home. They lost the game at Texas, but they bounced back from that and won the Ole Miss game. I think Missouri, they got to stay healthy. But the way they play defense, the way they rebound, the way they shoot it, they are like the perfect mix that you need in March Madness. And they'll be a tough matchup for whoever faces them, because when you face, you know, the SEC teams have gotten to know them a little bit.
Right.
But you face Missouri in the NCAA tournament, you've never played them before, you don't know them that well, it could be a real pain for somebody. I think they're dangerous.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And hopefully they keep winning.
They just might.
I'm worried because I went ahead and bought tickets to the Mizzou-Kentucky game on March 8th early in the season, thinking, well, that's the, you know, that's the last tune-up before the SEC tournament. It is the last SEC game for both teams before the tournament starts the next week. And now that ought to be a barn burner. We got to go into Mizzou's home floor and play them. Wow.
It'll be awesome. Yeah. And both are going to be in the tournament. Both will be NCAA tournament teams, and that will be basically for seeding in the SEC tournament. And then we'll see who comes out of that. But I think it's going to be great. Now, you could say all this, and a non-SEC team could go on and win the national championship. Yeah, right. I mean, the team that comes to mind is Duke. They're pretty good. I mean, they're really, really good. But the number one team in the country right now is Auburn, and deservedly so. But you go right down the line, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri. I mean, yeah, you name them. There are Kentucky. There are some dangerous teams coming out of the SEC. That Missouri team should be now in that mix.
Yep. SLU going to make the tournament?
You know, they have to win the Atlantic 10 tournament. Yeah. So as it stands right now, no, they are not. They would have to win their conference tournament, and there's no other way around it. I mean, even if they were to run the table at this point, that would be enough maybe to win the regular season conference even, but not enough. You got to win the postseason tournament to get in. Now, they played great last week. Friday they lost to, I think, the best team in the A-10, even though the standings don't show it. Dayton is, if I had to pick one, I would say Dayton's going to win the A-10 tournament and get in. And they showed why. I mean, they were great on Friday against SLU. SLU climbed back. They were down 17. That place was on fire, Mark. I mean, it was such a great place. And they start making their run. They closed it within 2 points in the second half. And I thought the roof was going to come off the building. And then Dayton just did their thing, hit their shots, got their boards, and sealed it 71-63. Before that, SLU beat VCU. Very, very impressive win at home. And SLU plays at UMass tomorrow, and hopefully they can keep it going and try to get back in their winning ways. They've got to figure out how to get Robbie Avila going again. He's been a little frustrated. Teams are doubling him. Teams are pushing him around, and he's not been able to adjust here in the last couple games. We'll see how it turns out.
What do you think about how the Blues are doing? Because they had, what, that four-game... They had the four-game losing streak, but then they did win.
They won last night. Yeah. They beat Utah 2-1 last night. Kyrou had the tie-breaking goal. Bennington made 24 saves, and they looked fine, but they're just not a great hockey team. I mean, they have to show that they can string together wins. So the non-competitive losses that they had in that four-game losing streak were really bad, and you can't wipe it away with one win at Utah. But, you know, you just got to hope for the best if you're a Blues fan that your team can show some pride and play with some toughness and play a full 60 minutes, which they had not done up until yesterday. I thought yesterday they were pretty good.
Yeah. Carl, do you still have your Real or Fake News quiz accessible to you there?
Yeah, it's right here.
You do. You need to ask Tom Ackerman the question that stumped us about the Super Bowl.
Real or fake, the Super Bowl wasn't actually the Super Bowl for the first couple of games, real or fake?
True. It was not called the Super Bowl for the first couple of games.
Number three was
he told us that was fake.
No, I didn't. Huh?
No, he said it was real.
You didn't ask him the question the way you ask us the question.
Point is, we still missed it.
Well, we did, but you didn't ask us. He's like, ask the question the way you ask us the question.
Has the Super Bowl always been known as the Super Bowl?
And my answer was no, because the first two games weren't technically called the Super Bowl.
That's correct.
And Carl told us we were wrong because they went back and renamed them the Super Bowl afterwards.
Yeah, it was the AFL-NFL championship.
I think it
champions.
Was opposite. Right. I think we said that it had been called the Super Bowl and you said
no.
Yes,
that is correct.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I thought it was a trick question because I knew the first two games were not called the Super Bowl.
That's right. But they are now called Super Bowl 1 and 2.
Yeah. And, you know, and people will... It's going to be talked about all week. Kansas City, first team to win three straight Super Bowls. That is true. They would be the first team to win three straight Super Bowls. But the NFL championship was played long before the Super Bowl, and other teams won it. In fact, the Packers did it a couple times, won three straight. But in the Super Bowl era, the Chiefs would become the first to win three in a row, and they will cement their legacy, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's just incredible what they've accomplished together, and they'll go down as one of the great coach quarterback duos ever, right there with Belichick and Brady, and you know Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. And I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment to be able to do it. Can they beat the Eagles? Sure. Can the Eagles beat them? Absolutely.
Is Patrick Mahomes going to be the new GOAT? Could he take that title? I mean, because think about how young Patrick Mahomes is.
Great question. You're saying better than Brady?
Yeah. Could he surpass him with his age and how young he is right now and how well he's done?
I think you have to add up the number of Super Bowls, and you got to get there to beat Brady. And Brady's numbers are also better than Patrick's. But you're right. He's young. I mean, that's the thing. Patrick could end up the greatest of all time.
Yeah, if he plays for 20 more years till he's 45.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. Brady played till he was 44 years old, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
So, and Mahomes is in his mid-20s?
I think Mahomes
can. I thought he was 30.
Is he 30?
He's a little closer to 30.
He'd still have 14 years left. He could shatter all those records.
He's 29. He'll be 30
okay.
in September.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he can do that. I mean, he could play for another decade.
Sure.
Now, he does like to run. He likes to cut it loose every once in a while, but he will. He battles through injuries. That's the thing, though, to watch. Make sure that he stays healthy through his career. But, man, he is a magician. He's still the best quarterback in the league. I mean, you can take these three out of the – he didn't make the Pro Bowl this year. It's Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson out of the AFC, not Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is better than all three of them. Now, they're all great. They all rack up numbers. But Mahomes just wins, makes the plays, gets it done. Kansas City has won these games on defense. I have not made my Super Bowl pick yet. I am still reviewing. But if Kansas City does win it, it'll be because of defense. It'll be because they contained Saquon Barkley and found a way to do that, made them throw the ball, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles' offense throw the ball, and that's the way they will accomplish that win.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you. We kept you late.
You know what? I won't be on with you on Thursday because I'm going to be traveling for college basketball. So let's just make it now.
Okay.
All right. My pick to win the Super Bowl is the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to surprise everybody, and they're going to ruin the party. As good as the Chiefs are, I think this game will be extremely close. I think it will be somewhat low scoring, but I think the Eagles will find a way to do this with Saquon Barkley, the best player on the field, outside of Mahomes, of course. His ability to break runs, he's going to break one, and it will be the difference in that game. But we'll see. Should be a great game between the two.
One of my listeners just direct messaged me, Rich, and said, Ackerman just condemned Mizzou to a one-and-done NCAA tournament by saying they could go to the Final Four.
Well, that's fine. Funny. That's the way you want to think.
You'd be paranoid if you were a Mizzou fan. I think you should be happy
that people are talking about you like they are.
Yeah.
And they're going to rise from 20 up into the teens, and everyone's going to be talking about
Mizzou. You're into the conversation.
That's true. Look, you look at it either way. You think I cursed them or what? We'll find out in March.
Tom, thanks.
All right.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for that.
Get more at 971talk.com.